Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today's episode is particularly special as we'll be diving into one of the most profound prophecies in the Old Testament, Micah's prophecy about Bethlehem. What makes this prophecy so fascinating isn't just its historical significance, but how it continues to speak to us today about God's unexpected ways of working in our lives. Today's Bible verse is from Micah chapter 5, verse 1, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, least among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times."
While many prophets focused their attention on Jerusalem, the center of power and religious life, Micah turned his gaze to tiny Bethlehem. This small village, barely worth noting on a map, was considered the least among the clans of Judah. To put this in perspective, imagine the smallest, most overlooked town in your region. That was Bethlehem. Yet it was precisely this insignificant place that God chose to highlight in one of the most important prophecies in Scripture. Through Micah, God declared that from this humble village would come forth a ruler whose origins were from ancient times. This wasn't just any prophecy, it was a beacon of hope in dark times, promising that God's plans would prevail despite the looming threats and current circumstances. The fulfillment of Micah's prophecy came in the most extraordinary way through the birth of Jesus Christ in that very same humble town of Bethlehem. Think about it. Centuries after Micah's words, a young couple made their way to this small village, not by their own choice, but because of a Roman census. This wasn't a coincidence, but rather the intricate weaving of God's divine plan. What makes this even more remarkable is how God orchestrated these events. He didn't choose a palace in Jerusalem or a grand city in Rome. Instead, he selected a place where shepherds tended their flocks, where ordinary people lived ordinary lives. The King of Kings entered our world not through golden gates, but in a humble stable in an unremarkable town. The significance of Bethlehem runs even deeper when we consider its history. This was the same town where David, Israel's shepherd king, once tended his father's sheep. Now the true shepherd of Israel, the one whose origins were indeed from ancient times, was born in these same fields. The connection between David's birthplace and Jesus' arrival creates a beautiful thread of continuity in God's redemptive story. But perhaps what's most striking is how this fulfilled prophecy demonstrates God's pattern of working. He consistently chooses what the world considers insignificant to accomplish his most significant work. Bethlehem's selection wasn't just about fulfilling a prediction, it was a statement about God's character and his ways. It shows us that in his kingdom, true greatness often comes wrapped in humility and divine power, often manifests in places where we least expect it.
The significance of Bethlehem runs even deeper when we consider its history. This was the same town where David, Israel's shepherd king, once tended his father's sheep. Now the true shepherd of Israel, the one whose origins were indeed from ancient times, was born in these same fields. The connection between David's birthplace and Jesus' arrival creates a beautiful thread of continuity in God's redemptive story. But perhaps what's most striking is how this fulfilled prophecy demonstrates God's pattern of working. He consistently chooses what the world considers insignificant to accomplish his most significant work. Bethlehem's selection wasn't just about fulfilling a prediction. It was a statement about God's character and his ways. It shows us that in his kingdom, true greatness often comes wrapped in humility, and divine power often manifests in places where we least expect it. Even beyond individuals, God consistently chooses unlikely places and circumstances. He appeared to Abraham in the desert, spoke to Elijah in a gentle whisper, and revealed his glory to shepherds in the middle of the night. This pattern reveals something profound about God's nature. He delights in showing his strength through what the world considers weak. This divine strategy completely upends our human wisdom. We tend to look for greatness in obvious places, in centers of power, in prestigious institutions, in people with impressive credentials. But God's wisdom operates differently. He demonstrates his sovereignty by accomplishing extraordinary things through ordinary means, proving that true power lies not in human strength or status, but in his divine purpose and plan. Let me bring this ancient truth right into your present moment. You might be listening to this while driving to work, doing household chores, or taking a quiet moment for yourself. Perhaps you've been feeling small or insignificant lately, wondering if your life really matters in the grand scheme of things. Take heart, you're in excellent company. Just as God chose Bethlehem, a town so insignificant, it was barely worth mentioning, he delights in working through people who feel inadequate or overlooked. Maybe you're a stay-at-home parent wondering if changing diapers and making meals matters in God's kingdom. Perhaps you're working a job that seems mundane, far from the spotlight of what the world considers important, or maybe you're dealing with limitations, physical, emotional, or circumstantial, that make you feel disqualified from being used by God. Consider this: what if those very things you see as limitations are actually the perfect platform for God to display his power? When we feel insufficient, that's often exactly where God does his best work. He's not looking for perfect vessels. He's looking for willing hearts. Your ordinary day, your regular job, your simple acts of faithfulness, these are the very things God can use to accomplish his extraordinary purposes. Think about your current situation. Those challenges you're facing, they might be the very circumstances God uses to display his glory. That position that seems too small, it might be your Bethlehem moment, those inadequacies you're so aware of. They might be precisely what qualifies you for God's purposes, because they keep you dependent on his strength rather than your own.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us through Bethlehem that you delight in working through the humble and the overlooked. Teach us to trust in your ways, even when we feel small or insignificant. Use our lives, no matter how ordinary they seem, as a platform for your extraordinary purposes. Help us to see challenges as opportunities for your glory and to walk in faith, knowing that you choose the unlikely to accomplish the extraordinary. May we always remember that your power is made perfect in our weakness. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, may your day be filled with peace, joy, and the assurance of God's boundless love. May his blessings surround you and guide you, bringing light to your path and strength to your spirit. Stay encouraged and carry his love to everyone you meet. Take care and be blessed.